This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Where do we find hope and faith amidst the chaos of the world today? How do we answer the war and injustice of the world? From where does our hope come from? This morning's gospel suggests that hope is found not in certainty or in control, but in the risen Christ, who greets us and offers us peace. The disciples in today's reading are in the midst of their own uncertainty. They're hiding, huddled together, behind locked doors. They're afraid of the world that surrounds them and uncertain of their way forward. Their world has been turned upside down, and they've lost their leader and their hope for the future. Where do they go from here? How do they face the threat to their own life and the prospect of losing their community and perhaps their own families as they continue to follow Jesus? Yet Jesus comes to them in the midst of their fear, appears behind locked doors, offering peace. He shows them that his wounds and offers them the Holy Spirit. Peace, wounds, and the Spirit all offered together. The tragedy of the last few days is not erased, but Christ meets them in the midst of their fear and offers them a way forward. Thomas, however, wasn't in the room where it happened. He can't seem to accept and believe that Christ is risen without seeing it for himself. He wants proof. He's not willing to accept the testimony of someone else. Even more, Thomas says that he wants to see and even touch the wounds and the marks. He isn't just doubting. He's trying to set the terms of what is required for his own belief. He wants certainty. And he wants control over how it arrives. Grief, doubt, and questions. Fear of violence or retribution and injustice. Are we talking about the disciples thousands of years ago? Or is it a description of our present situation? When war fills our screens daily, when violence becomes ordinary, when distrust corrodes public life, our foundations are shaken, and we too hide in fear or lash out in anger. So how do we respond? We're called to be open and open to acknowledging and receiving the presence of Jesus, to be willing to receive the testimony of those around us who have experienced an encounter with the divine. But yet we want evidence. We want verification. Not only do we want to see Jesus appear, but we want Jesus to come and to bring justice and to make everything right in the world. We want our prayers answered, our doubts removed, and the world made to fit our own expectations. Yet Jesus comes despite our doubts and our locked hearts. Jesus offers peace and the Holy Spirit, giving us the power to bear witness, to forgive, and to live differently in the world as a part of God's kingdom. Jesus doesn't wait for perfect faith or perfect conditions. Jesus breaks through the boundaries that we establish, returning to meet the one who was previously absent. Jesus meets Thomas where he is, yet remains fully himself. Jesus also proclaims that blessed are those who have not seen. The blessing, it seems, comes not in proof, but in trusting the one who comes. Faith isn't brought about by evidence or even through achievement. Faith comes through trusting the one who offers presence and relationship, trusting the one you cannot control or direct. Jesus returns to meet Thomas and offer what he needs in that moment. We might ask ourselves, how can we show up as the church for those who are also feeling left behind? Those who feel like others have encountered the divine, but they weren't in the room when it happened. Their prayers are still unanswered. They still grieve and don't understand their loss. They fear a world surrounded by war and injustice. How do we remain present with them? And how do we remain open ourselves when we're the ones asking these questions? First, I think we have to be willing to sit patiently with ourselves and with others when we're faced with doubt. Community gives us the space to face our fears and our questions. It also gives us a sense of support, a space where Jesus can enter and bring peace. We must not give up on ourselves or on each other when we need more time or something more concrete. But it also requires something more than just patience and community. When Jesus enters that locked room, he does something shocking. He doesn't hide his wounds and his scars. He doesn't cover them up or try to explain them away. Good Friday and everything it involved was real, and it left a mark. The world did its worst. But the marks are not signs of defeat. They're not something to be avoided. Peace is spoken in the midst of the wounds. In the midst of the marks of the world, Jesus says, "Peace be with you." The world is still dangerous and unchanged. The threat is still real, and the doors are still locked. But Christ has entered into the very worst the world has to offer and has not been defeated. So our hope is not based on a world without threat or conflict or fear. Our hope is based on the reality that Christ reigns and brings peace and presence in the midst of what the world offers. Death and violence and fear do not have the final word. Christ is present and offering peace in the Holy Spirit. So we must reshape the questions that began our discussion. Where do we find hope and faith amidst the chaos of the world today? And we find it not in control, not in certainty, not in predictable or controllable outcomes. We find hope in the presence of the risen Christ, who bears wounds, yet still offers peace. We make room for those who carry doubt and fear, and we embody faith and hope in the midst of our own wounds. We resist the temptation to hide behind locked doors and to let fear or anger guide our opinion of the world. We trust in the one who comes again and again, even when the doors are locked and even when we create our own demands. And we are met in that locked room of our own creation by the Christ who stands among us and says, "Peace be with you." Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.